many things that are good, aren't there? I was going to make you make a list of all the things that had that you thought were good, or also a lot of sentences that had good in them, because there's lots of sentences that have good in them as well. And there are many things that we enjoy and we savour. Even now, in the time that we see as an international and national crisis, there are lots of good things, aren't there? In fact, people would say that there's more good things that have come up than there were before. We see key workers who are giving up their time for others, and we see neighbours who are checking in on vulnerable people. And we see children who are painting rainbows and decorating cars and chalking on the pavements to encourage people. And we see vulnerable people who are making phone calls to others to see if they're okay. There are lots of good things that are happening. And also, we're enjoying lots of good things. We've been enjoying wonderful weather recently. We've been enjoying the beauty around us. People have been posting pictures of the flowers if we can't get out to see them ourselves. We've been enjoying moments of love and grace shown to other people. And also the funny jokes that people have maybe invented around this time to lift our spirits. We've been enjoying lots of good things. Now, normally good is reserved for a time when there's an absence of evil or an absence of bad. But even in times like today, times of distress, we see good and we can appreciate it. But we would never think to rename the time that we're living in now as good. We'd never ever say, oh, the year of COVID-19, that was a good year. We wouldn't say that. No one would ever truly mark this time as good. We may survive it and we may see good in it, but we would never claim it to be a good time. And yet, today on this day, we remember Jesus's sacrifice and we call it Good Friday. Or to be more specific, the day when we remember Jesus's betrayal and Jesus's trial and Jesus's crucifixion and his death. The day when those closest to him deserted him and those that had always stuck by him went against him. We call this a good day. It's a day when all Jesus had worked for seemed to be lost and the powers of darkness seemed at their most potent. It's a day when all hope in the world seemed to be gone and when God the Father seemed to turn his face away from his own son. And yet we call it Good Friday. It's an oxymoron at best, isn't it? Or a terrible misjudgment at worst. And yet every year we gather to remember this day, Good Friday, a day of death and destruction and sacrifice, a day that changed everything. And we claim it as good. In the Bible, in the book of Mark, it says, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. You know, at the moment, we're not allowed to see each other. We're allowed to speak to each other and we're allowed to communicate, obviously, as long as we don't get any nearer than 2 meters apart, or for some of us nearer than a telephone or a Zoom chat. But we're not actually allowed to be together, which in a way is a little bit like the relationship that God had with people before Good Friday. Because the people of God before Good Friday, although they were allowed to come to God and to speak to God and communicate with God, they were only allowed to do it if they had done certain things. They were only allowed to do it if they'd offered the right sacrifices or gone through the right rituals. And then only through a priest, who themselves were only allowed into the place of God once a year. You see, before Good Friday, although God was among his people and although he loved his people, he was in a way separated from his people. And this was shown in no more obvious way than in the temple in Jerusalem, where they hung a big curtain, an actual physical curtain between God and his people. Behind the curtain was the Holy of Holies where God resided. And in front of the curtain were the people. And the history was that people would offer their sacrifices in the temple and in the synagogues. And on the Day of Atonement, the priest, and only the priest, would offer sacrifices for everyone behind the curtain to God once a year. It was a cycle that went on year after year after year to keep the relationship with God and his people going. But on Good Friday, as Jesus breathed his last, as the Lamb of God died on the cross, as the final sacrifice was made, the curtain in the temple, the curtain that had stood between God and his people for as long as anyone could remember, was torn in two. And the presence of God suddenly became open to everyone. No more sacrifices were needed to be made, and no more priests were needed to intercede, because now the curtain was gone. and God was accessible to all people, young and old, Jewish and Gentile, ancient and modern, saint and sinner. Now God was here. No barriers, no hoops, no red tape, no curtains, and no 2 meter rule. Just God, our Father, with his arms open wide. And that's why Good Friday is truly good. Because at the point of death, at the darkest moment in history, God became closer to us than ever before. And separation finally became a thing of the past. And so we celebrate Easter Sunday, but we also gather for Good Friday, because it was in that moment of darkness that God became open to all people.